We love it when our 5th Congressional District Congressman swings by their microphones to give us an update about what's going on in Washington. So good morning to Congressman Ralph Norman.
Glad to be with you,
Thanks
Ashley.
For being here. We're just going to jump right in. Give us an overview of what's been going on the last week or two, especially where Medicaid and the budget is concerned.
Well, first of all, the good things that are happening in this country are phenomenal. It's finally back on the right track. We've got a budget we're trying to meet with actual cuts, not gimmicks, not smoke and mirrors. The baseline's $1.5 trillion. Our aspiration is $2 trillion. I think we will meet that. And you'll hear for your listeners, you'll hear the word reconciliation. And that allows, all that means is when you have one party that controls the House, the Senate, and the executive branch, you can do that. And the Senate does not have to get it can go 50% plus one. So you can shut down a filibuster and you can get things done that ordinarily you can't. At the center of all of this, Ashley, is Medicaid. And I will tell you, listeners, Medicaid started in, I think, 1965, 55 plus years ago. It was meant for the truly disabled, those who were below the poverty line. It's grown considerably now, and one of the things that to achieve the cuts, we're going to have to re-examine Medicaid. And you've got nationwide, they're right at 79 million people that are on it. South Carolina has right at 11 million people. So, and it's an $8.9 billion price tag for South Carolina to fund that. And the thing that I would say is we've got to reform it in that if you're a healthy adult, you need to not be on Medicaid. 38% are healthy and 38% are not, don't have a job. Secondly, if you're an illegal alien, you should not be on Medicaid and take advantage of not just Medicaid, but other programs that this country offers. So you'll hear a lot of cries that Republicans are cutting Social Security, cutting Medicaid. First of all, we're not cutting Social Security. We can't do that in reconciliation anyway. On the Medicaid, we're going to make some changes. Now's the time to do it, and I think we will. You cannot grow, and I think the numbers between 2019 and 2024, it grew 58%. It's soon to be a $1 trillion expense. And the match that basically Obama put on, instead of 60%, went to 90%. And he's including aliens, and he includes everybody. So bottom line, we're going to make those changes regardless of the political rhetoric that you'll hear. And it'll be changes that'll help the country, and it'll be the changes that'll help South Carolina.
Well, and a lot of those people that are on that Medicaid that might not be disabled or need the Medicaid piece, they do have Medicare, correct? Like,
correct.
How do those two work together?
Well, Medicaid is for those below the poverty line. I think the number for a family of four, you're in poverty, you cross the threshold into poverty at $30,000 a year. If you're two adults, one child, I think it's $25,500 for the poverty line. Mm-hmm. And Medicare is for those older adults who need the government's help. But it's expanded way too much. The finances of this country have gone off the guardrails because of programs like this that have had no oversight. And we have all had a front row seat to the Doge Commission, which is exposing where our tax dollars went. And, you know, it's time for a change. And thank God that Donald Trump's got the courage to do it. And thank God that Elon Musk, who's getting a lot of criticism, has got the bandwidth to do it, to get into the programs and see where the actual money has gone. So we're going to tackle a host of things, but it starts with the budget reconciliation, which we're trying to have it wrapped up by Memorial Day.
And is Elon Musk still busy at work in Washington? Is he? What's his schedule look like?
He's got a team of people, Ashley, that's second to none. I've been with him a couple of times. He's a phenomenal individual, and his book is even better. And how he is as successful, it shows you in the book. He just has a God-given talent that most of us don't have, and he's using it in such a good way. You know, he's being demonized, but the man is not taking a dime. He's kind of like President Trump, not taking a dime. He cannot fire anybody. He cannot hire anybody but he's pointing out where our money went. And the biggest problem I have in Washington, D.C., bureaucrats think the money is theirs. The money is not theirs. It's we the people's money. And that's why the redirection is going to take some time, and you're going to hear a lot of talk. Every dollar that's spent in Washington, D.C. has got an advocate for it. And so, but there is one word that we're going to gladly tell a lot of the those who have never had any reins or any boundaries put on them. No, you're not getting funding.
Where are we with the big buzzword, tariffs?
Well, tariffs are causing a lot of pain for a lot of people, but it had to be done. My industry, the construction industry, lumber, a lot of the lumber comes from Canada. If you're in the steel manufacturing, cars, you know, President Trump put the tariffs on. It's been a one-way street for a long time, and reciprocal tariffs make sense. Why should they tax our products and us not tax theirs? Now, mainly China. You know, it's well over 100% tariff, that 124%, I think, the last one I've heard. But this president understands the economy. He understands that it'll have to be – some things will have to be waived, as he has with the cars. He'll make the right call when it comes to how long the tariffs are in place. But it's got to be fair trade, and that's what he's doing.
What would you say to our local small business owners, or, you know, you yourself are a local business owner? What would you say as encouragement or advice to get them through the wait period with the tariffs?
Well, I encourage people to call our office, and every day we feel calls and people tell us about how it's affecting their planning, how it's affecting their buying. You don't want to buy while the tariffs are in effect. But it's a lot of uncertainty. So what I would tell the listeners is, it's the right move to make. It should have happened a long time ago. We didn't get into this problem overnight. The Biden administration never imposed any tariffs for the last 4 years. I don't think the Obama administration did. Trump did when he was in office in 2016. But I would just say, you know, let us know how it's affecting you. We're taking your concerns to Washington. We do meet with the leaders a good bit, President Trump's team, and even him. 20 of us were in his office a couple of weeks ago. And so, and we'll express a concern because when it affects the livelihood, it affects all of us. And so I would say help is on the way. I do think things are going to work out, and it's for the right reasons.
What's the upcoming week look like in Washington?
I will get on a plane as soon as I'm over this interview, and I've got Rules Committee. Rules Committee is a great committee in that you see everything going through Congress. Then we'll vote, and it'll be a busy week. Come back Thursday, but it's all budget. It's all the committee's meeting. I'm on financial services. We had markup, meaning went through all the bills to get to. I think it was right at a little less than a billion we had to cut from the financial services industry, and we did it. And Energy and Commerce has got the burden of making sure Medicaid cuts and Medicaid readjustments are made. So each committee will be in effect. I'm on the budget committee. We'll have a lot of meetings there. So it's good things happening, though.
And I know you said you're hoping to be done by May 23rd.
Yeah.
Is that right? All right. And I've got you here, so I can't let you go without asking you, where are you with the run for governor for the state of South Carolina?
Well, you know, I've got to make a decision pretty soon. I love Congress and I love South Carolina. I can do some good things as governor. I've done great, you know, good things and great things in Congress. So I've got to decide, and I will decide pretty soon. And we will be having a get together, and we'll see which way I go.
All the Pamela Mornings exclusive? Is that what you're giving us? No.
Yeah. I mean, you're good for that, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call y'all.
You hear that, Annie?
It'll be a good day. It'll be a good day, I think.
All right. Well, again, we thank you for always making time to swing by the microphones and give us an update of what you've got going on in Washington, and we appreciate all that you do. Again, this is Congressman Ralph Norman.